Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, you've got a guest tonight.
Yes, yeah. Another one I've organised, I've worked hard.
You're amazing, really, yeah.
The great man, Darren Jumbo James.
Welcome aboard.
Good evening, you fine gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here on this Friday night with a couple of stars.
Cider there.
Yeah, that's
how's that?
It's unusual for you to shout. You would usually shout at a shark.
Darren, I can assure you that since he's given it to you, he got given it somewhere.
I probably understand exactly where you're coming from there.
Okay, well, Jumbo, I've known you for a fair few years. I think I first met you coming down from Burra on the footy field.
Yes, that's correct. I probably tried to educate you as a Brosser and Light guru umpire, as you used to be. It's as I said, I used to educate you on a Saturday afternoon trying to tell you that...
So, Darren, you obviously played in the centre square because Fechner never got the bench outside.
Very correct, Rick, very correct. Yes, I never got out the centre square much myself. But there was one day I think I looked up to him and I said, Phil, seriously, that was holding the ball. It wasn't a ball up, but because he's... Favourite thing was my ball.
Easy
call.
And throw it to me because I'm not going to go near it.
I remember giving you a 52 one day. You were only about 20 metres out and you still couldn't make it. And I said, well, I can't kick the bastard for you.
Well, I was spent because I'd done plenty of running. It was late in the first quarter, wasn't it?
Anyway, enough of that. So you've come down from Burra. What brought you down to the Barossa? Was it work?
Yeah, it was work through South Pacific Tyres. I was working for a company called McLeod Tyres at that stage, which have obviously folded, and Goodyear Dunlop have taken over them now. And I come down from the wine region in the Clare Valley, to the wine region in the Barossa Valley.
So you played cricket and everything up in Burra?
Yes,
Burra?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's a couple of good things that have come out of Burra, mate.
And Bo Wall wasn't one.
I believe Bo Wall was one. I think you tried to tell him that a couple of times.
Yeah, Rick knows Bo too. He plays for Tanunda now. Of course, footy, cricket. So you... Central's under 16 centre coach last year.
Correct, yes.
This year's under 18's
midfield coach. Yeah. I've just followed the lads up that I had, obviously this year, they've all gone up to under 18, so I've just followed them up to the next grade.
Very good. Mm. And also taken on the light pass cricket coaching this year.
Yeah, look, I played an over 50s game with the SA veterans at Stockwell one Sunday afternoon, and they their president Brett Fleabag Nitsky, which I knew from Brentworth a long time ago, he sort of had a little nibble at me at the bar and said, would you be interested in taking on a coaching role? And I said, come to me a bit later, and we'll have a talk about it. And it was about 5 weeks later, I think they got on the phone and said, can we meet at the Angle Vale Tavern and have a chat with you? And I said, oh, yeah, nothing gained, nothing lost, you know. And, they sort of put a very, very good case across. And I went away for probably about a month and had a think about it. And, I took the job. I accepted the job.
Players in, did you bring a couple?
I bought a couple from Mildura. Well, they were actually living here in Adelaide, but I knew they were living here. So I sort of got onto them straight away. And I got a couple from, one from Port District. And another one from, he played a bit of, I think, grade three amateur, A3 cricket or something in Adelaide in the Premier Turf.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. I mean, because being light pass, only little place, I mean, you get them from Newry, I guess there'd be a lot of Newry boys playing.
I think 90% of me live at Newry or Truro, to be honest. I think where a lot of them, out the back of Truro.
Home ground stocky.
Correct.
Turf pitch out there, haven't you?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you struck Rick as an umpire?
I haven't as yet. We've only played one game. It's because of obviously Mother Nature's certainly put a bit of a downer on the season so far. And it's funny because I did tell my guys all through pre-season training, I said, the ones before Christmas that we do get on, we're going to have to win, because after Christmas there's going to be a lot of sporting declarations, I think, to try to try to sneak into the four.
Well, it's I mean, particularly recording this, and tomorrow's meant to be washed out. I mean, I've been lucky. I've had a full game. You know, round one was officially washed out. Round two, very few played the complete game. I was at Malala, and when we had a full, both sides made over 200, but you know, tomorrow could easily be washed out again as well. And so the weather's going to play a huge influence, because points, you know, so you can't get many points if you're not playing.
That's right. Yeah. And we've sort of had a bit of a chat as a playing group and as a club about, you know, we can't control what Mother Nature does. So we've just got to, we're in the hands of the gods. Yeah. And yeah, look, tomorrow, last week we were supposed to play a two-day game against Sandy Creek at home, but obviously week one got washed out. Our ground was, our pitch was fantastic, but our oval was just like a swimming pool.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, had a lot of rain up in the Bross.
They've converted it back to a one-day game tomorrow, and look, touch wood, let's hope we get on to have a crack.
Yes, well, I mean, it's amazing how localised some of the rain can be. You know, one place gets it and another misses out. But it's very hard to balance the whole thing up. I mean, I think they did well in not playing round one, but they haven't really achieved a lot because only a couple of games got going in round two.
That's right.
And yet, you know, the game I've got at the moment with South Gawler and Tanunda, you know, Tanunda rather got 200, and unless it gets rained out, the pitch was absolutely magnificent. Who knows, you know? I mean, there's Tanunda, who were premiers last year. They might go for two rounds without even getting a point, as it were, sort of.
Yeah, I was talking to, obviously, Bo Waugh, who obviously is another borough stalwart. I was talking to him earlier in the week, and he said that for us to get over 200 was probably just a psychological, you know, thing for us to get over 200. Now the opposition have got to chase that down. Now, whether we get on tomorrow or not is another, we don't know. But he said Tanunda's bowlers are going to have to bowl really, really well. And because obviously Robbie McCard's obviously...
Well, he's the key. He bowled beautifully. Yeah. And I mean, let's face it, he's a cricketer of the year from a couple of years ago. I reckon if they get him, then Tanunda will get there.
That's right, yeah. And that's exactly what Bo said. He said basically if they get him early, then they can sort of start using the inroads into the rest of their side. So
did you ask Bo how far down the leg side that ball was going that he got out LBW?
Well, it's funny, Phil, because after you invited me onto the show tonight, I'd already spoken to Bo, and I didn't want to make a scene in front of Rick, obviously, because he's such a fine gentleman. I didn't want to upset him, and I think you told me the other night you were going to throw that question towards me, so that's the sort of guy he is, Rick, you know what I mean?
I know him very well, yeah.
So is he happy with the decision? Can we just give some...
Look, Bo takes everything in his stride. He's a fantastic guy, and I don't think... Well, I played probably 7 or 8 years at Borough with him, and I don't think he ever argued a decision in his life. Now, I do believe he told you one day when you were umpiring him, he said...
I was too far away. Yeah. I couldn't have seen it.
That's probably the only time I've ever heard him say something.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I missed... You had a couple of years up in Mildura as well.
I spent 8 years up there. That's where I met Julianne.
Yep.
Lovely
Carlton supporter.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of swinging going on the other night on the phone, and she's a beloved blue bagger.
Yeah, she is.
Very, very passionate Carlton supporter. And yeah, so I had 8 years up there. I played 5 years. 6 years I played up there. The last two I just coached. Cricket clubs. I was lucky enough to win 3 flags in Mildura.
I was going to say, I've seen the photos
as
of the flags.
Two as a captain, Division 2, and the other one as a captain coach of a Division 4 side. So I was pretty lucky to, all through my career, I've won 18 cricket premierships.
Jeez.
18?
Yeah, so I've been in touch with cricket. Yeah. Footy's been a bit different. I've sort of been on the other side of it probably seven or eight times. So it's yeah. But cricket's been one of my it's been one of my specialties. Yeah,
good.
You could explain all that to Phil because I don't think he's won anything, has he?
I'll have a look at this. Oh, he's looking at this shirt in front of me. Two not on there. Six at Newry.
Who did you borrow that shirt?
It'd have to be Trevor Billings, wouldn't it? Newry, wouldn't it?
4XL. Okay, now also Jumbo, now the silverbacks. So you're in the silverbacks. I see in the Div 2, which is a credit to you, because it's about five divisions.
Five divisions. Yes. Yep.
So just explain that to us.
So what it is, it's basically it's a national carnival. Starts on the Saturday the 19th is our opening night. We've got a dinner at Adelaide Oval and a couple of guest speakers, Greg Chappell and Wayne Phillips, are going to be there.
Rick Drewer.
I refuse.
I think he was busy that night. And then on the Sunday, Sunday the 20th, we kick our program off for the week. We play four games through the week. Tuesday's our bye. And every state are bringing one or two sides across.
Victoria?
They've got 10 sides. They've got two sides in each division, which is a credit to them.
Wow.
Queensland have got a couple of sides in two of the, I think Div 1, Div 2 and Div 3, they've got two sides as well.
So we've got Tassie?
Tasmania are here, New South Wales, West Australia, ACT.
Queensland.
Victoria.
Yep.
So the only ones are not obviously Northern Territory. Yep. They're the only ones.
Yep.
So that's played over the full week, and the grand final's on the Friday, and then there's an exhibition match at Shadday Tanunda at Tanunda on the Saturday, where there's going to be some
beautiful oval.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
There's going to be some past players in amongst some of the over 50s guys on the Saturday.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it's been going for probably 6-7 years now. But they have it at all different states, and SA have got it. This is my first appearance.
Oh, okay.
You've got to be 49 at least before you qualify.
Yep.
To play in the over 50s, and obviously I turned 50 in January this year. And so now I'm qualified.
Didn't get the invite to the party.
Should
do. Who was that?
Well,
I think
you were busy doing your lawn bowls. Right?
Well, the way he went on Wednesday, he needs to practice as well.
Why are you bringing that up? Where are you going to bring that up?
He got beaten by millions.
Nine. We're not bringing that up.
Should I tell Darren that I'm umpiring this?
Yes, you better bring that up.
Yeah, because I think they've asked me to umpire every game he's playing in.
Well, I might have to make a phone call to Bowen just to see how you really did go last week.
Get some narrow pads.
I only give the LBs when I appeal.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's an honour. I represented South Australia at under 17 state level, and now I'm representing.
Okay, we didn't bring that up, did we?
Representing over 50, so 33 years in between.
So how do you get into it? How did you get selected?
You just had to nominate.
Okay.
There's a guy by the name of Anthony Telfer, who was originally from Mildura. He's living over here now. He's the coordinator. Rick, probably. Have you come across Anthony Telfer?
Yeah,
fantastic guy.
Yes.
He organises it all. And once you turn 49, there's an invitation application for you to.
But they must look at your previous cricket history.
Of course.
Otherwise, you'd be in Div. If I nominated, I'd be in Div 5.
Div 20, I would say.
I played one game for Tanunda.
You did too. Yeah, I remember that.
That was brilliant.
It didn't last
long. No. They gave me a fair
old... Rick wasn't even up for him that day.
Fair old serve on the way out, I'll tell you that. But anyway, that's good. I mean, that'll be interesting to see how that all goes.
Yeah, hopefully the mother.
All in the Barossa games?
And Adelaide.
And Adelaide as well.
Yeah, okay. Suburban grounds, and I think most of the Div 1 games are actually played at Karen Rolton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They tried to get the road.
Yeah. They tried to get a couple at Adelaide Oval, but apparently there's a state game, SA Tasmania, I think.
Well, that'll only be 2 days. They'll be finished in 2 days. You still have 3 days there.
It will be if South Australia bats first. Tassie might get the first three and a half.
Yeah. We're not big SA fans like the Redbacks fans. Yeah, yeah, here, but anyway.
Actually, there's a huge amount of cricket, assuming that the weather's good, with not only the stuff we've been talking about, but there's at least two Sackett Country Carnivals going on in the Barossa. Okay. One also in December. I'm not sure. It's an underage one. And then another one in January.
Okay.
The Barossa's perfect for it because they've all got good turf tracks.
Yep.
You know, places, caravan parks, etc. For parents and stuff. Yep. Very good.
Okay, that's very good. And also passionate Essendon supporter. We've got to bring that up.
Yes, no, very passionate. Always been red and black. And obviously I've been lucky enough to, 1984-85, I was at the G to watch us get over the line against the Hawks. 83, I was there when we got demolished by the Hawks. 1990, I was there when we lost to Collingwood. 2000, I was there when we lost when we beat Melbourne. We only lost the one game for the year. 99, I was there in the prelim final when Dean Wallace started to take on Fraser Brown in the middle of the ground and got good hold on the ball, which cost us a premiership. so I've been to all the grand finals that they've been involved in. So,
and you came in today with a big smile on your face. Tipper's back. The Tipper.
Love the Tipper Woody.
Yeah.
I went to Mildura a couple of weeks ago to watch Kings of Leon, the concert. And I've come out of the toilet and Julianne said to me, she said, he's over there. And I've looked over there and there's Anthony McDonald, Tipper Woody. He was at the Kings
of Leon. How's he looking? Like, is he...
To me, he looked in good shape. And mentally, he's back on
top.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
But he's bought a house in Golgol. And that's where his mother's going to live, and he'll commute when he's not playing and he's off time. He'll spend a lot of time in Golgol.
That's a fair way out, though, isn't it?
It's 5 hours from Melbourne.
So
obviously Essendon will pay flights that sort of stuff. But he spends quite a bit of time. Like even when I was working in Mildura over the Christmas break, I'd see him running down 10th Street where I worked. He'd just have his Essendon shorts on and he's just this chest and this, he was very, very solid, very fit. Yeah.
Very good. We're going to have to
I thought they've got a recruit in the forward pocket or something.
Yeah, what's that one? Did you hear? What do you reckon? You're going to break that news?
Well, I can, Phil. I've always been one to sort of shed a bit of light on some where there's smoke, there's fire sort of thing. And the two Davey twins, their father played at the Bombers, Alwyn. Their two sons look like they've nominated Essendon as father sons. So they're living with a ex, Carlton, Adelaide Crows, and then back to Carlton.
Who would that be? Is that Geelong now? Like a coach?
He's doing a bit of assistant coaching role.
He wouldn't be playing though at Essendon, would he?
Well,
hey,
how would you go?
I've got boots in the cupboard.
Who would your Port Pirie Power put on him down back? They wouldn't have enough blokes to put on him.
Wouldn't have to put anybody on him. He wouldn't get a kick at Lindsay Park.
Greg Phillips would be too slow to stand. Ivan Eckerman would be too slow to stand. But I wouldn't mind betting,
Okay, so Eddie Betts could be in a Essendon Guernsey.
I'd love to see the red
one. Wow.
You heard it first on Sports Central.
My fiance won't be too happy in saying that because she's over it.
Couldn't get the Carlton Guernsey off quick enough. Quickly, while we're on football, Rick, I'm just going to quickly finish up with this. Abe Davis to Tanunda. Full forward from Sturt.
Yes.
Yet to be confirmed, but it's alleged that he will line up at the Tanunda Football Club this season.
Right, well, he will
and
be
a full forward is what they
adequate
need.
Adequate replacement for Kirkwood.
And we have my young nephew, young Benny Biagi, on the go. He's on the way to Gummaraka.
Oh.
So, he's notified him this week, so he's on the way. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're running out of time.
We might have to have this gentleman back.
I think we should. Anyway, here a challenge for both of you. What's the difference between Cinderella and a bad batsman? No idea?
No.
Cinderella knows when to leave the ball.
You're going to take that one on board tomorrow, Jumbo. Just a pre-match little...
That could be the prime
motivation.
A little bit of hype up, you reckon?
dear.
Hey, Jumbo, great. Thanks very much for coming around.
On board, and we will. We'll get him back.
Yeah, next time you come, just bring your own cider and say, that'll be it, all right?
dear. Well, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.
And this is Darren.